For current students at Eastern Illinois University, Carmen Hall is just a building, one that's been empty for as long as they've been here, and really not all that important. But for Eastern's housing and dining director, Mark Hudson, the history of that building lies a little more close to home.
Even myself, as a person looking to go to college in 1976, I stayed in Carmen Hall in one of the lounges in a program called Come Look Us Over. You come up for the weekend, they put us up in the lounges, they did stuff with us with the weekend, and it was sort of something that had a lot to do with me deciding to come to Eastern as an undergraduate student.
Carmen Hall's fame on the campus of Eastern Illinois University is owed largely to its air of mystery. The building, formerly a student residence hall, hasn't had any residents living in it for over a decade. It was shut down in 2013 after Eastern's enrollment numbers declined, and since that time, Eastern's administration has tried to figure out exactly what to do with the building while it sits vacant.
We have had estimates of taking the building down, and it was close to $5 million, which is a lot of money to put into a building that just creates a parking lot.
Now it seems like they might finally have a solution. Eastern has entered into an 18-month contract with the Illinois Fire Institute, a group out of the University of Illinois that trains new firefighters. They'll be using the building for training exercises for the next year and a half as part of the deal.
The discussion was held about, would this be a good facility for them to do training in? And as it turned out, they were quite excited because they did not have a high-rise facility where they could teach people how to fight fires in a high-rise building.
The first 18 months will act as a testing period to see if the Fire Institute likes what they find in the building. If the testing period is successful, talks will begin about the Institute using federal grant funding to remove asbestos from Carmen's walls and execute controlled burns, which would eventually lead to the tearing down of the building. Illinois Fire Institute instructor Steve Dodgett was on site at Carmen Hall last week with a class of cadets. He says the opportunity to use Carmen as a teaching facility is very valuable for the team.
We have great facilities at the University of Illinois campus, but they are training facilities. So when we can give them those skills and then put them in a real building that's still functioning and realistic size, especially in this scenario where it's several floors, you can't recreate that anywhere else.
Hudson thinks that using the building one final time in this way for the purposes of education would be a mutually beneficial situation for both Eastern and the Fire Institute.
They will be able to do the things that do it that we couldn't, and it wouldn't be on our dime. So it'll be a win-win for both groups.
There is no guarantee that the 18-month contract will lead to a full demolition of Carmen Hall. Eastern and the Illinois Fire Institute will revisit the terms of the agreement after the initial pilot period. Reporting for WEIU-FM, I'm John Wills.